Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Oh, how blessed we are to have a God that loves us and cares about us so much, who knows us right where we are, no matter what it is we're encountering in our lives, whether it's hard times, good times, whichever, it doesn't matter. God is with us and He blesses us with His Word. We always go to the Lord in prayer as we begin these studies, so if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, we are blessed. We're blessed with Your presence. We're blessed with the life that You gave us. Lord, we're blessed with the breath that You put it within our bodies. And today, Lord, I'm just so thankful to You that You've given us Your Word and that You promised You'd give us Your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth and also to give us the power to live according to that truth. Lord, it's just a blessing to be able to sit with You today and to study Your Word. We invite You, be a part, and we'll give You thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is With Jesus. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 17, and verse 24. The Apostle John wrote how Jesus prayed to His Father God about His disciples. The glory which You gave Me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as We are one, I in them and You in Me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that You have sent Me, and have loved them as You have loved Me. And in chapter 17, verse 24 of his book, John shared how Jesus prayed, Father, I will that they also, whom You have given Me, be with Me. Where we read, Father, I will that they also, whom You have given Me, be with Me where I am, that they may behold My glory which You have given Me, for You have loved Me, for You loved Me before the foundation of the world. The verse reads, Father, I will that they also, whom You have given Me, be with Me where I am. John began with Jesus' words, Father, I will that they also, which means Heavenly Father God, I, Jesus, desire, crave, wish, have in mind that they, Jesus' the disciples, even so and indeed, whom You have given Me, or that You, Heavenly Father God, have granted, bestowed, furnished, and supplied Me, Jesus, be with Me where I am, which means to exist alongside Me, Jesus, in the place and location I, Jesus, exist. John shared how Jesus desired for His disciples to exist in the same location as He. The verse goes on to say, that they may behold My glory, which You have given Me, for You have loved Me before the foundation of the world. John continued with Jesus' words, that they may behold My glory, or so they, the disciples of Jesus, might look upon, perceive, view attentively, and consider My, Jesus' honor, praise, splendor, and brightness, which You have given Me, which means that You, Heavenly Father God, have granted, bestowed, furnished, and supplied Me, Jesus, for You love Me, or because since and on account that You, Heavenly Father God, have been fond of, well-pleased, contented with, and dearly loved Me, Jesus, before the foundation of the world, which means in advance and prior to the conception and deposition and founding of the circle of the earth. John shared how Jesus desired for His disciples to see and look upon His splendor and brightness and love that the Heavenly Father provided to Him in advance of the founding of the earth. When we consider John's words in this verse, we discover how Jesus wanted His disciples to be with Him so they could look upon His honor, splendor, and brightness, which God gave to Him because He loved Him so dearly. God loves everybody. And He sent His Son Jesus into the world to die for their sins so they could live forever with Him. Those who yield to Him will look upon Jesus' glory and realize the amazing love God has for him. Let all who read and hear these words understand God's love for Jesus and submit to His desire to have every person surrender their lives to Him as their Savior and Lord, and thereby forever live with Him. Next time, John shares how Jesus prays to His Heavenly Father God, saying, O righteous Father, the world has not known You. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. as you continue to study His Word. In Jesus' name,